You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number three, Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh. And, of course, the Civic Media app. Special thanks to Gizmo stopping in on Harry Houdini's 151st birthday. Todd, you just videoed one of his tricks.
The one that he did on the air with you guys.
Right.
Took a video of it. We'll put that up on our Facebook later today.
And it's weird, like Frank and I were just talking, you know, there's one thing if you're sitting out in the audience and somebody does a trick, it's like, oh, that's so cool. And when you're a foot and a half away from them and you see them do this little magical type thing in front of you and you're a part of it and you can't figure out what in the world just happened. And that's so awesome.
Frank Hermans, let me be Frank. You gave him very high praises.
I did. Gizmo, back in the day, I opened up Green Bay's first comedy club back in the 90s, Doc's Comedy Club, just up the road here. And Gizmo actually walked in the comedy club, just a young man. I think he was right in college or out of high school, and asked if he could do a set. And he opened up for my comedians. He did it a couple times. Gizmo, yeah.
Yeah.
Talented. He's really good at table magic. Really good at table magic with cards, with those little foam balls. I mean, I could never figure it out.
No, right?
You know?
Like
that's
I said, I
had him. He wouldn't tell me.
We had him at my son's high school graduation.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, I introduced him, like, hey, he's a friend of mine. He doesn't really have any friends here. Hope you don't mind if I'm just trying to find a spot.
That's a funny way to do it. Oh, he's just hanging out, you know.
So he sat with my family, got the family table, my brothers and sisters. Hey, you guys, it's just a friend of mine. Can you just sit here? And they kind of look at me like, sure, absolutely.
Yeah, everybody's kind.
And then I, you know, tell you how you do when you're doing a reset or a thing and you're talking to people. Everybody comes in and, you know, hey, Uncle Joe, how you doing? Hey, good. And I'd hear a scream and I would know where Gizmo, what table Gizmo was at, because you'd hear a scream emitted from it.
Very cool.
Do you know what I mean? Because he was doing something and he's like, ah! Yeah. And then a little while later, I'd see him just kind of wander up to some other group. Hey, could I sit with you? I don't know. And then I'd hear a scream because he pulled off another trick.
What I think is cool about Gizmo, and I don't want to get to you, Frank, but the Gizmo, he doesn't need a lot of equipment. You know, it's like barbershop.
He knows hundreds of tricks.
And he was
with just his hands.
I said, man, I would love to get stuck in an airport with you. Yeah. He goes, that happens a lot.
Well, anyway. The night we did the beer tasting or the fundraiser for Alzheimer's over at Zimbaldi's.
Yes.
He sat there with some people and did card tricks for them, and it was just like
incredible. Hires out for this stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah,
that's
he does
the thing.
It all over,
yeah,
man.
This
yeah.
is what he does for a living, yeah. folks. But if you're looking to hire somebody that will make your party memorable, absolutely memorable, hire Gizmo.
Speaking of memorable,
yeah.
man, you just don't stop.
I'm pumping out shows. My 150, I think, fourth or fifth show this would be that I've written. King of Crocodile.
Almost the same age as Houdini.
I was just going to say
I was going to correlate them, but
try to let it go. Let's move on.
151 years.
Right. The King of Crocodile. That is a...
it's a spoof. Okay, remember the King of Queens?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Very great show. I just
what was great about it, though?
It was just...
No, what was great about it?
You know,
Frank.
Okay.
Frank is the greatest character in TV history, isn't he?
He's hilarious.
He's funny.
You know, I was thinking about writing the show, I was gonna do a parody of King of Queens, but it's not as funny as doing a parody of actual Krakow, Wisconsin. And Krakow, Wisconsin, if you don't know this, it's west of Pulaski on Highway 32, right on the Pensauke River, and it was a booming town back in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, even the early 80s. I mean, it had a bowling alley, a grocery store, it had 10 or 12 bars, it had a big hardware store, very big agricultural town, and now it's basically a ghost town. There is a bar still there. There is a hair salon there, and a lot of communities. In fact, there's this really cool community just outside of Krakow, like maybe a mile. That's have all these beautiful big houses built in these new subdivisions. But Krakow was
you're right with the lake and everything.
With the
man made that is
gorgeous.
When I was in real estate, I showed some.
You just drive around.
Phenomenal. It's like out of the blue. You're just driving out in the country, and then all of a sudden, there's this. incredible subdivision.
It is incredible, isn't it?
Yes.
It's so funny you say that, John, because I went out there to put up some posters at the gas station right there, the little convenience store, right? So I, just for the heck of it, I drive back there again. It's like Hollywood.
I know. It's right.
Like these cool, beautiful houses.
Absolutely.
They have to be half a million, million-dollar houses. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
And Krakow, though, is... The city itself is kind of diminished a little bit,
It is, and it's right off of 32. You know, you have to actually go off-road to get there.
Okay, so it's been there for, 100 years? But you always have music with your...
Correct.
What is there a time frame this falls into?
The time of the show is the 80s. Oh, what I'm going for is like that Goodfellas feel. The King of Krakow, right? He's the Brzezinski gang, man, from the IGA store. And the Angel of Angelica, which is also in Shawnee County, she is the head, the kingpin, or Don, of the Shawnee gang. Get it? Shawnee. Anyway,
they're
coming in and they want to take over territory from the King of Krakow with a delivery service.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Is this funny going to be movie? I mean, like clown funny?
Yes,
are
it
you
going
to amuse me?
It's in the show.
All right.
Of those great comments. And one of us.
No. He's a big boy, Gino. Tell me what makes me so bleeping funny.
Well, one of my favorite characters in the show is Pat. And his name is TikTok. Because TikTok.
Yo, TikTok, get me a scotch and soda. I thought you said scotch and water. Sorry, go ahead.
But Pat,
I'm going to break out Goodfellas.
Oh, do it.
Oh, my God.
And that's what we're looking for.
All Goodfellas lines.
Johnny, you missed the Anchorman show, and you were in the show, and you missed it.
Yeah.
You're in this show again, too. I talk about the Italian heritage, man. Come on.
Man.
You ever going to make a show again, man? Come on. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but Anchorman, come on. It was you.
You
were one of the sportscasters, and you didn't make it.
Do you want to know the last time I came to one of your shows?
When?
You're at the SC Grand.
Don't tell him that. Can you believe that? There's a supporter.
And he acts like he comes to everyone.
I love you guys.
I love your show.
You guys are awesome.
Frank.
That music. Your wife can sing like nobody else.
Whoa.
Your son. I've seen your son in that show. Like he did you ever hear him say he BS's for a living?
No.
Case in point.
No. John is a unique character.
He is.
An individual. And he's a great person.
All right. The idea that...
disrespect. I just don't go out much.
Yeah, you're
exactly. Really, there is a little Goodfellas in there. I mean,
it's
really
like Goodfellas.
That's actually a pretty good movie.
The King of Krakow, he's very, very Marlon Brando. So he talks like this. And then I got Paulie Pencilneck, who talks just like Joe Pesci in his show. My name is Pencilneck. Does my neck look like a pencil to you? So, because of the pencil.
Yeah, Joe.
So, and
how's the language in there?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to come to your office. On Monday morning, and I'm expecting an envelope with a bunch of money.
There
in it.
You go.
If it's not there, I'm going to take a bat and I'm going to crack your skull wide open.
By the time you get out,
by the time I get out of prison, you're going to be coming out of the coma. You know what the first thing I'm going to do? I'm going to grab that bat, come down, and split your head open again. That's my favorite show, Pesci.
That new ones.
Yeah. Frank, let me ask you this.
I forgive you, Fredo.
That's
a different one.
You broke my heart.
You broke my heart, Fredo.
He's your older brother.
I know.
Let me ask you this, though. Because you're working on two. Does your mind ever, when you sit down to write these, you say, okay, which one am I working? Okay, now I'm King of Krakow versus which one am I working on? I'm Rent the Musical.
Okay, here's the deal. We're right in the middle of Anchorman. I'm already thinking of ideas for the next show, King of Krakow. So I got these characters in my head, and I'm thinking, how am I going to put this story together? All of a sudden... For some reason, something slams me in the face. King of Krakow. Let's do like a mob thing. And it just flowed. I came up with the characters. Amy, the Angel of Angelica. Lisa Whackjob.
Angelica being a small town right around
right
King of Krakow.
We got Sarah the Italian. You don't look Italian. You look Polish. We got TikTok. Paulie Pencil. My name is Lardface.
Lard?
You got to say Lardface like you're Italian, but Lardface. It's because I'm named after my donkey.
Got it.
Okay, anyway. You'll get the joke in the show. They call me lard ass, okay?
Got it.
Okay,
I got
Ash. Lard
got
ash.
It, got it, got it, got it, got it,
so
got,
it's
it
a joke.
Got it, got it.
It's a joke.
Okay, can we fast forward then to Brent?
Yeah, Brent the Musical is a musical I wrote about 16 years ago about Brett Favre. Remember when he was at the Jets,
then he was going to the Vikings. Yeah, okay.
So I wrote a show called Brent instead of Brett, so I don't get sued. And it's about a softball team. He plays for the Bar, but he's at the end of the retirement. He doesn't know if he wants wants to retire. But then another state, a softball team, because he's a great slow pitch softball player, and the Stadium View comes calling and says, "Hey, we want you to come play for us." And Lisa Purple, get it? Lisa Purple is the patron or the owner of Stadium View, and is trying to make him come over by luring him. And his buddies, Bag of Long Johns and Chunky, are trying to convince Brent to stay with the bar. Why am I talking Italian?
I don't know.
To stay with the so it's kind of the story about Brett Favre. But
the
what story we did
is never intermingled.
So what happens?
He does. Oh no, I keep them separate categories. Yeah, I keep them separate.
With Brent the musical, we've added a twist with the Aaron Rodgers saga. So there's a lot of Aaron Rodgers in this show. So the characters, you got Chunky, who is like Chewy. You got Frankie Bag of Long Johns, who's a Frankie Bag of Donuts. You got Brent, who's Brett. Then you got Lisa Purple and Amy Green. So along comes this new kid, Aaron Rodgers, but he doesn't know, you know, if he's good enough to play. He's been behind Brett. But you're going to see some new changes. And I wrote most of the music in this show. It's all original music.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. had you done that one before?
I did
and it's
this
a
show.
Revival?
Yeah. It's a revival. We did that show and toured Wisconsin with it, actually. We played lacrosse, played Madison, we played Eau Claire, Wausau, Green Bay. We actually opened this at the Widener Center in the smaller theater there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, back 15 years, 16 years ago. So we're just bringing it back because it's Frank's Dinner Theater. It's dinner and a show. It's in the backstage in the Meyer. So it's you get an Italian buffet. There's that Italian connection again. You can't help it. And a show. So that's in May. That's that right after the draft thing. So
when you were at the small theater, is that when you got in a fight with Kenny G?
Kenny G?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was thinking of someone else.
I'm like, what? Oh, okay. Anyway, we'll touch that.
You got in a fight with Kenny G.
All right. How about your son? Is he in your show?
My son will be in the summer show. Harrison learned a valuable lesson, by the way, today.
Did
you hear this, John? We parked right in front, you know, and I said, I said, here's four quarters. Throw it in the so we don't get a ticket. He threw it in the what are those things called out there?
Parking meters.
That's a tough word. Yeah. He threw it in the parking meter behind the car. I said, "You got to do the one in front, son. Grab another dollar."
So that is funny.
Free parking for someone.
But
he is in the show this summer.
But you know who else also did that one time?
Who? Jim, you paid
right
oh,
out
yeah,
here.
Remember? I did. Yeah. I was in a hurry and I walked by my car and
put it in the wrong spot.
Hey, it happens. Absolutely.
You had another dollar. That was my last dollar. So I was mad.
That's the difference.
It was your last dollar.
Okay, we'll talk more about the King of Krakow with Let Me Be Frank Productions right after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back. Come on, on the mayor. I'll tell you what.
What?
I give these city people credit. They are going up and down Washington Street trying to clear that thing.
They are.
Jim, the maintenance man here, going up and down the sidewalk trying to clear that thing.
Yeah. I parked in a snowbank so they can't do about where I'm at. So.
It is just nasty
it is.
Ice. They are just trying to plow up ice out there. It's not even snow.
Nope.
But at least it's supposed to get a little bit warmer, so that will help. Frank Herman's in the house. King of Krakow coming up. Show at the Meyer.
April 3rd.
Through the 19th. Runs for 3 weeks, 12 shows. You get tickets at TicketStarOnline.com or you can call or MeyerTheater.org or you can call TicketStar, 920-494-3401. You know, it's going to be tough to go down there to get tickets because all the roads are going to be blocked off. So call because they're open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. every day, TicketStar. I know a lot of folks, they'll go right down to the rec center and buy tickets. But my advice is go online or call, or night of the show. You know, the Meyer Theater, we open up an hour before the show, April 3rd. April 3rd's a fundraiser, by the way, for the Children's Museum, Heather Heil.
Nice.
Yep. And if you look on Facebook, I auditioned Heather Heil for a spot. You know, it's kind of a comic thing. Very funny, funny. She's a very funny girl.
How many years have you been doing this, Frank?
26 years. For sure.
How many years have I asked for a spot?
How many years? We should do
an audition. How many years have I asked for a spot?
Johnny, how many? You haven't been to a show since the SC Grand.
Frank, just call
me. 27, yeah, right? I said, for next year.
The other thing is, mention the word talent.
Yes.
Got to shut them up.
I could do something.
You know. John, you were mentioned in the last show. And on sports, John Lytle couldn't be here tonight. And there you go.
All right, so,
I was crying. Where's John? Where's Johnny?
The King of Krakow, family show.
Well, it's PG. It's just like Saturday Night Live. You know, people do bring their kids. I always say 13 plus 13, PG-13.
Fine.
My kids all come to the show. There is some innuendo humor. There's never any, like, overt. But
well,
it is Saturday Night
Live. You say your kids come to the show. I would say just living in your house. They're immune.
That's a hell of a show.
What? Whoa, Harrison back there.
Harrison, come here one quick second. I like how he tries to act like dad of the year, Harrison.
Oh, God, you should hear him at home.
Hey, come on.
You should hear, oh, God, this one time, going on a poster run, he was taking me to the Guitar Center to get some new drum
Watch
heads.
The words. Watch the words.
No bad words.
Okay. 10 grand.
And go up here. He only has two posters. Supposed to go on a poster. He's like,
I said some pleasantries.
Are your kids? I mean, you're still a fairly young guy.
Yeah.
Are your kids going to carry that mantle, as they say, forward?
Watch ask Harrison.
Well, Harrison back here, he's got the lead in the musical coming up here called Shrek. He plays Shrek
at
Brilliant. And he actually does the summer show. The kid is a virtuoso at piano, guitar, drums. He's actually playing. He's in eighth grade, and he's playing in the jazz band.
You're only in eighth grade?
I know. Isn't he huge? And he plays in the high school. They brought him up to play in the high school jazz band.
Oh, good.
How
That's
cool.
Great.
Yeah, plays drums. Yeah.
That's...
Yeah.
He'll
Kid's
have...
got some skills. He plays football, plays basketball. He doesn't have skills yet, but he will. Sure. We're working on it. Did you hear that?
Eighth grade,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a six-footer already, man.
Yeah,
crazy.
That's fun.
Sure is. Yeah. Frank, we started to talk about that a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and then we kind of had to go to the break.
Okay.
About switching brains in between that one and that one and that one.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Well, I got, as you could tell,
I'm having a hard time switching back and forth between characters from different things.
With Brett, I'm talking like Brett Favre, you know,
right.
So I got that Southern accent, and everybody else has, you know, you got Frankie Bagadondas, who's kind of like the East Coast, and Chewy, who's kind of like Boston.
Bagalong Johnson.
Yeah, Bagalong. Oh, yeah, can't say the right word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, next season assist coming. I've had a few of those. Yeah. Anyway, so, but yeah, you're right.
Yes.
For instance, my next show is called I Found My Thrill on Scray's Hill.
Okay.
So I'm already thinking about the 60s songs and the characters that I'm going to put in that show. So I'm done with King of Krakow. We're in the middle of rehearsal. We open up in a week, so we're ready to go. So that is really top of the mind because I'm thinking of my songs, thinking of my lyrics and stuff, but I'm also thinking about that show that I got to write in a month and get ready. So I'm already developing characters in my head. So I guess, you know, it could happen, yeah.
Let me ask you, Frank. The Meyer Theater is one of the best venues in, for sure, Northeast Wisconsin. I just think it's great.
Yep.
1,000 seats, great acoustics. You ask in the beginning of the show, how many is this the first time seeing? And the applause has to get down to, what, 2 or 3? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, you say, how many people is this your first time seeing a Let Me Be Frank production?
Goodness.
But it's not that many. Is it still people?
It's still...
Really?
I got to tell you, it's amazing. When you say, how many people the first time here?
Right.
And there's some nights when we'll have 400 people in there, and there'll be 50 people.
Really?
First time ever.
And That's awesome for us.
It is awesome for us. But there's still people in this community, that Let Us Be Frank. You know, Frank's Dinner Theater.
I guess at Jesse Grant, right?
Yeah, at Jesse Grant. Hey, yeah, I've been there many times. Johnny, bus rolled
over. Just another plug, though, for those. I think a lot of people, of course, I'm one of those people that think everybody's been there. But if that is such, it's easy parking and the seating there, the lobby, it's just great bars.
What's the little place, Jim, in Manitowoc County
Tish Mills, Reef Mills.
What's up with that?
It's still there. I was just out there.
How old is that place?
That place was built in the 30s. Yeah. It was a hotel and a bar. And Tish Mills is still happening. They got shows. In fact, I share their stuff all the time. The problem is you can only get 40, 50 people in there.
Right.
You know? And it's an intimate setting. And they use a lot of Manitowoc County, a lot of masquerade, Mystic Masquerade folks do... There's a ton of talent on the lakeshore.
I'm just saying that's so awesome that a little town like that can keep a place going like that.
Well, it was for sale like 20 years ago. I actually went and looked at it back in the day when it was for sale. And then somebody came on board and opened it up.
Well,
it's
you
doing
had
great.
To put a huge addition on there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's some money that had to be put
right.
in there.
No, yeah, that's yeah, not yeah. But the Capitol Theater, you played there, right?
Yeah, our Capitol Theater is our second home. It's our ninth season there. We'll be doing this show, King of Croco, on April 16th. It's a Wednesday night. So if folks from down in the Lakeshore area can't come up to Green Bay, we're in Manitowoc every show.
Okay.
Is that little bar behind the... Because I used to work at the real estate thing right next door to it, Berkshire Hathaway.
In Manitowoc?
Yeah.
That little backstage bar? It's still open.
That's what I was asking.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
it? Because I worked open. In the Berkshire Hathaway thing. It used to be Book World.
Yeah, yeah. Back
the first book signing I ever
you
did in my
everywhere.
Life was at Book World. Yeah. But that was my... But anyway.
Everywhere but the Meyer and Sears show.
But I always wanted to go to that little bar. But that is the backstage bar.
We actually used to have after show parties bar. There. We're all getting old. We don't do that anymore. It's crazy.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right, Frank, give yourself a plug.
Hey, King of Krakow opens up April 3rd through the 19th at the Meyer Theater. Very funny show. Great music from the 80s. Get your tickets at MeyerTheater.org.
And once again, no roles for Mino.
No roles for Mino.
None whatsoever.
I do mention you in the show, so you're going to show up, right?
Yeah, okay. Right. Frank Herman's King of Krakow. We got to come back with Carl Lowenstein, Sturgeon Spirits, Mino the Mayor's top craft pick. Back after this.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS, and of course, the Civic Media app worldwide, which is where you can win a lot of great stuff. But first, we are talking about one of the favorite things we have done ever on the Mino and the Mayor show, the top craft pick. And we are joined right now by...
say drink. Okay.
Well, that too. Well, it's part of our job, Jim.
It is.
Part of the job.
All right, Carl.
Carl Lowenstein, founder of a great, great place, Sturgeon Spirits in the Oshkosh area. First of all, Carl, thank you for coming out on this kind of crappy morning here, at least in Green Bay. How is it down there in Oshkosh?
It's no better at all. It's
okay.
Snow flowing and icy roads. It's ugly. Ugly March in Wisconsin.
Carl, I was looking at your offerings, which is great. I had a couple of questions for you. But the transition from 21 years teaching at UW Oshkosh to get into this business, was it the students that made you?
Can I just say this is the best retirement ever? I mean, you have to imagine. So one of the advantages of being a state employee is I was able to take early retirement and take my hobby and turn it into something really fun and exciting. I love to go to work every day. And the university had its problems in the past, and I was glad to leave when I did.
Well, let me ask you this. So, I mean, a lot of people do home beer or wine. You took it to a whole different level. The actual spirits is a different realm, isn't it?
Well, don't tell anybody, but it's a federal crime. What I was doing in my garage, it's actually illegal to distill, is why people don't do it. So,
I don't want to interrupt you, Carl, but Johnny's grandma went to prison for that. So we're very familiar with having a license and not having a license.
2 years federal prison.
Luckily, they didn't find me out. but I wasn't paying my taxes, but I wasn't selling it at that point. So.
How do you go about that, though? Yeah. How do you start something like this in your garage? And to not only do that, like, for a hobby, as you mentioned, but to be a very successful enterprise now.
Well, it's just really fun. So distilling is, in at its heart, is just it's a fairly simple process. Essentially, it's a pressure cooker where you boil off the alcohol. So I started with a 5-gallon pot. I was kicked out to the garage because my wife was afraid I'd blow the house up.
Right.
But you know, I've been doing it probably a decade in the garage. I started making, you know, liqueurs and gifts for family and just trying. Then I got started trying all sorts of things. And then it was just like, it's time for me to do something else. And what can I do? I always say, being a history professor, not a lot of other career possibilities out there. You got to make your own path.
Yeah. I think this is awesome. I really and truly do. Tell me about the process in regards to, from your wife kicking you out of the kitchen to the garage to having your own place, which is very successful.
And then touch on the sustainability. I think that's important that we talk about that and that we practice that.
Well, there's a bunch of things. There's a bunch of questions there, guys.
I know. So, that's what we do.
You're a professor, for gosh sakes.
Finally, we get to ask you something.
Come on. We're
you, guys, right. You guys just get up in front of us and talk and talk
right.
and talk. So we get to ask.
Oh, there's no doubt. No doubt about it at all. So I would say that the transition was really it's just something I've been working on for years. I'm being a professor, I spent a lot of time in books. I did all this research. I've also been really active in my community. And so when I went to pull this thing off, I already knew that, you know, I knew the people who could help me. I had my banker was a friend of mine, the economic development people. I'm well connected, and it helped smooth the path. So yep. as a startup entrepreneur, there's nothing you can do better than build good relationships. And that's what I did. And obviously it's been a ton of work. Took me at least over a year to get open, but that was pretty cool. And one of the things I believe in is trying to be local and be sustainable. And so I buy my corn from a farmer in Fox Lake. I get my other materials from a place over in Chilton. So as much as I buy in my cherries from Door, I mean, I'm doing everything I can local. And that's part of the sustainability thing, is try to use your local community as much as you can.
Absolutely.
Distilling lets you do that because, hey, the base of my product is corn, and there's plenty of that in Wisconsin.
With Carl Lowenstein, who has started up for part of our Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, Sturgeon Spirits. Where are you located in Oshkosh, Carl?
So we're right next to the airport. So we're on 2663 South Oregon. So we're near Artie and Ed's. We're near Chester V's.
Yeah.
That's usually the best way to describe us, just south of 24th. We're about 5 minutes off the highway if you happen to get off at 44. So we're a really pretty accessible place to find.
We've been down in that neck of the woods. Yeah, Artie and Ed's, we've been
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
Hey, tell me about your products you're offering. I'm looking at your packaging. It looks great.
It's really impressive.
We got to get down there and see it in real life. But
yeah, I mean, you guys should be in there, right? Talk about some good drinking. We got a lot of good stuff. We have over 350 cocktails on our cocktail list. And we've gone in a totally crazy direction. Because I told you in my garage, I was making liqueurs. I was doing these other products. That's what we do at the distillery, right? We make everything because it's the same equipment. So we started with vodka, we moved to gin, we've moved on to tequila. We just released our apple brandy with Sunken Paddle Cider Works here in Oshkosh. So we love making new products. We make new flavors and new cocktails all the time, and it is just fun. We're coming up with variety stuff that you wouldn't believe if you came in to see us.
Hey, Carl, one thing that you mentioned, and in other people that we've talked to, I'm really impressed that we live in an area, because, you know, you think of San Francisco or wherever, where, you know, whatever goes into any kind of alcohol or wine or whatever, it's got to be from Napa or got to be. I love the fact when you keep saying about all this stuff is made
right
from things grown in Northeast Wisconsin. I never assumed climate wise, we were good enough to do that.
Oh, come on. We're like the breadbasket of America. I mean, that's why our farmers markets are so awesome.
To take that from the dinner table to make it into booze park, you know, where people can be pretty tough on, you know, the taste and everything. I think that's impressive.
It's just really fun. And it's turned out really well. We make a good product. People love it. And we just keep after it. And we're just enjoying ourselves.
I think it's, I don't know how much market research you did. I don't think a lot had to be done. We drink a lot, but we didn't manufacture a lot.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm just like, well, yes. Wait a minute. Why are we going there and not doing it here? And there were microbreweries and of course wineries. But I just think it's great that you're getting into the, do you still call it hard liquor, or what do you call your
What is the best term?
I suppose in general, we just talk about it as spirits.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And in general, but yeah, I would say, you know, distilling is a little harder, right? It was illegal until 2006 to have a business that sold spirits in Wisconsin. And then the industry has really been growing. So yes, pretty much I was the first one. My market research was, hey, we don't have one of these. I mean, how do you go broke in Wisconsin with a bar where you're making your own booze, right?
So what do you have drink, now? You
enjoy a good cocktail.
I'm assuming you moved out of your garage.
Absolutely. I bought a building on the south side of town. We gutted it, remodeled the whole thing, got all my equipment in there. Old electrical supply company. And it's actually things are going so well that I could use more space than I have right now.
Wow. This is fantastic. What a great success story.
Tell me about your marketing. Do you sell, are you in any of the grocery stores, or is it people stop in and buy? I mean, you have 350 cocktails. That would take a while.
Yeah. Work our way through. Right,
So what we're working on, one of the things that, you know, again, a little too much shop talk, I suppose, is they changed the laws about alcohol distribution here for us in January. So we can now deliver our product directly to grocery stores, retailers, bars. And so we didn't have a big distribution market before out of our place. And so right now we're working really hard to get in everybody's bar at grocery store, et cetera. We just got into Total Wines in Appleton. We're in, you know, Festival and Wagner and the Oshkosh Food Co-op, but we're and about 40 bars in town, but we're really working on building that out into Northeast Wisconsin, which is great that you guys are having me on the show. I love it. And I hope people will hear about us and ask for us when they're out and about.
Well, you know, we will.
Well, we're going to visit there. We made a vow. We're going to visit every one of the people taking part in this, but tell me a little bit. I'm kind of fascinated. And again, we're talking marketing. Whoever does your marketing things, they do a really nice job at laying this out. Cause there's a couple of drinks I have here on the same page where you list your schedule when you're open. And whatever those two drinks are right there, I want to try. What are those?
I don't know quite what
you're
looking at.
I'm going to show you a picture.
One has...
I think they're from your website, Carl.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
Carl, it looks like one has mint julep leaves in it.
Oh, got it. You're looking at the picture. I was
yes.
Like,
oh, no, I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, we can't drink on the air, Carl. So.
Cranberry mule, right? So we do a lot of variations on Moscow mules.
Okay.
And I think that's what you're looking at there. The new one we've come out with our apple brandy. We're doing things that are really fun, like we do an apple brandy and then an apple pie liqueur. We call it the apple smash, which is a really terrific combination. So we have, you know, we have about 5 new cocktails every week. And so those, and apple brandy is our focus right now. Just even in, you know, our old fashioned, we always, you know, hand muddle in our place, make our own bitters. So everything you get when you come to visit us, we've made on site. And that's one of the cool things about the product that we do. And we're up to 100, you know, up to 300 cocktails. We actually have about 40 different bottles, flavors at retail in our place too, because we keep coming up with new ideas and just put them on the shelf. So we never stop innovating. That's the thing that makes us really different in the world.
Love it.
I got to ask, with your market research, you said, well, you know, we there's nobody doing it. So I did, which is a great idea. How about the tasting? Do you have a tasting room, or do people rate the things? It's like, we're going to go with this. We're not going to go with this.
Oh yeah. So if you come in on Tuesdays, we kind of think of it as Tasting Tuesdays. Okay. And we're always, that's when we break out the new cocktails. And so you come in and you can be our market research panel. And we'd like to taste it or test it on unwitting consumers who are in for a cocktail on a Tuesday night.
I love that. So live market research, basically.
Right there.
That's right.
Focus group, so to speak.
There you go.
Exactly right.
Tasting Tuesdays, 4 to 8 p.m. Yeah. All right.
That's right.
This is great, man. This is exciting. You know what's cool is you're so passionate about this. I love it. It's not just like, I'm going to try this on a whim.
Something to do.
This is like, you're all in on this, aren't you?
Oh, this is the best thing. I mean, I have the best retirement ever. Somebody described it as having the best man cave ever, right? I've got a huge, huge bar. I've got these giant toys. My friends come in and see me, and we hang out and drink, and we just have a really good time.
Yeah, I don't mean to dispute that about the greatest man cave, because one of our other sponsors, Mr. Olson, the legal
representative,
Nate Olson from Oshkosh, I couldn't make it. He invited me to his Friday NCAA party that he hosts every year and sent me some pictures of his man cave bar where they watch the NCAA tournament all weekend. And that is the coolest man cave I've ever seen in my life.
In Oshkosh. A restored fire station.
So I got to take a day where I go to both and just deter. I mean, I can't let you both just hang out there. No, I got to make a decision for you guys.
Right.
Sounds like another competition.
It does.
I think we'll win.
Actually, I bet he's got a bunch of your stuff on his show.
So
yeah. That's absolutely right.
How do you go from being a history professor, and I'm a history buff? Well, I just want to have to ask you, what did you teach? Which aspects of history?
Actually, I taught Russian history.
Wow.
So part of the reason I left was because Putin screwed up my academic work. I used to go to Russia every year until about 2008, and then well before all these wars, he closed the archives. I don't want foreigners looking at my history documents, right? I don't want people saying bad things about the Soviet Union. So we're not going to let anybody go in the archives.
Wow.
And so I couldn't travel. And that was a huge part of the job that I loved. And so I started like, how am I going to go do something else when a big chunk of what I loved about being a professor has been taken away from me?
Have you ever read In Quiet Flows the Dawn?
Oh, of course.
Wow. Absolutely. I take Russian literature, but he teaches Russian history.
I read Barbarossa. Do you ever do anything on Barbarossa?
Oh, I always talk about that stuff. Absolutely. I love the history, and we do that, dot that all the time in class. And I do miss that part of it. I like teaching it. So if you want to come in, we can have a conversation about Russian history.
Not at all. No. We'll talk about the spirits. No, we don't.
I mean, you should come into the distillery and we'll sit and talk history.
I would do that. I absolutely would do that.
I mean, that all the time because I that's what I did, and I love to talk about it.
There was a lady in the UP up in Escanaba that swore she was Anastasia.
Oh, yeah, I know that, right?
Yeah.
True story, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, this is really fun. We are definitely going to come to your place, Carl. Give yourself a plug one more time, please.
Hey, so coming to you, Sturgeon Spirits, 2663 Oregon Street here in Oshkosh.
And we want to come there on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
We're coming on a Tuesday, so we can do the tasting.
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right. This is great. Well, thanks for doing this. You're a great entrepreneur. I'm so glad to hear that the city was a partner in this thing through economic development. I mean, gosh, it's a great community. Well, good. We'll get down there in the next couple
weeks.
And
thanks for being part of our great contest, this Craft Week thing. It's awesome. Appreciate it. Carl Lowenstein in Oshkosh. We will stop down and talk about your place.
2663 Oregon Street.
Yep.
All right.
Thanks, Carl. Guys. Appreciate it. We're going to start a quick break. Back at this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor, wrapping up here on a icy Monday morning. Carl Lowenstein, man, Sturgeon Spirits in Oshkosh. Love to stop at that. Just see his whole setup.
It's a really cool place.
Sound great.
Really cool place.
Wow.
And it sounds like he'll give you a tour as well, you know, the distillery, how it all works. But what an interesting bartender.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? With all that background, years up, right?
Just stories about school.
Absolutely.
And, I'm sure he had students like us that, tried to just skate through. And,
no question.
But I did read that book. I just want to say I read In Quiet Flows the Dawn. I did.
What's that about?
My retention was never that good, John.
Okay.
It was Russian
stuff.
The history. the handshake. I remember the part that you shake the guy's hand. You could tell his hands were rough if he was, one of the laborers.
Yeah. Okay.
It was a very... And I read that book too. I just want to say that I did. I remember spending time in the library. I did. I was not a great reader, but I did. It was Russian. It wasn't Russian. What does he teach? Russian literature? No, history.
History.
Mine was more in literature, but I had to take that. It's one of those things where when am I ever going to use this? It's like you won't, but the smart kids will.
Yeah.
But I used it today, John.
Jeopardy.
40 years later.
There you go.
I used it.
There you go. There you go.
Thank you, Dr. Boyer.
Great lineup today. We had Brittany Merlot, Katie Hess, the Autism Society. They do a phenomenal job. Gizmo, of course, celebrating Harry Houdini's 151st birthday. And again, folks, if you want to hire somebody, not to put on a big show maybe on stage,
work the room.
Maybe he could do it, but to work the room, you got to hire Gizmo. Like I said, you'll just hear people screaming around the room, and you know that he just got somebody.
Yep.
Frank Herman's King of Krakow coming up, of course. That's his new one, and Carl Lowenstein, Sturgeon Spirits in Oshkosh. I love this craft thing we're doing, Todd.
Top craft pick?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got 10 of them, right?
Love it.
Yeah,
love
10
it.
Of them. And everybody's got a little bit different story, yeah. but right. they're all in it because
and
they
cool
love
people,
it.
Just yeah, great people. Absolutely. So, folks, please vote. Tell people how they can vote on this.
Easy to do. You can go on the website, wgbw.fm or wiss.fm. Click on the top craft pick. It'll be right at the top in what's called a carousel.
Nice.
You choose it. You choose your top craft pick. And then at the very end of this, all the voting ends on April 18th, we will draw a winner.
Nice.
So, and I think we're going to do a last call for all of the sponsors to come on one more time on the show to just
That'd
give
be great.
A last push.
We'd love it.
And an appropriate name.
Yep. Yep.
Last call.
Last call.
Oh! Yeah. I didn't. That's very good.
Come okay. on, right?
All right.
He
didn't get sorry. It.
That's why he's looking
you
like
don't have to go home, but sorry. I can't stay here.
Wow. We're going to dim the lights. And
so you're talking about, once again, the cruise. Jim came back. Tell us a high point, low points. Give it. You got 2 minutes. Give it to us.
I would encourage that, John. I think a cruise is, it's great. I was apprehensive about it because I'd never taken one. And you and I talked to some people and they're like, oh, this and that. But no seasickness at all. No, the waters are pretty smooth, but that was great. The staterooms are very nice. A lot of food. Customer service is unbelievable. I think they have like one employee for like every three guests. It's that intense of customer service. Now, Royal, I think, is a little higher end because there's things that I was looking at when I got home about other cruise lines, and there's some that are less expensive. But I don't know. I think if you're going to go, you know, try to find the best deal. But it was great. And the places that we stopped at, they were very welcoming to us when the ship got there. It wasn't like, oh, we don't need tourists. It's like, we love tourists, you know, spend your money here.
Go home, Americans!
Yeah, right. It was none of that.
A Yankee, go home!
You know, and like I said, what I thought was really fun that I wasn't expecting was all the stuff there is to do there. I mean, there's bars, you can go shopping. It's like a mall. And then there's this entertainment. You know, like I said, they had Cats is a, you know, that's a major Broadway production. And it was, and I've seen that many times, but.
So have I.
It was great. And then some other shows that were just, you know, high energy musicals and skating and a water show, people diving and
dancing. Did you see any whales or anything like that out there?
No, somebody said they did, but you know, it was also free alcohol. But I did not see any whales, but a couple other ships, cargo ships, obviously. But saw a lot of Cuba. I'll tell you that.
Cuba.
Oh yeah, you're really close to Cuba.
Oh no, kidding.
Oh yeah,
I've always wanted to go to Cuba.
Yeah,
there's something about Cuba that fascinates me.
What? They're stuck in the
50s? No, you know what? Yeah, kind of, because I'd like to see all their old cars.
Yeah, they got their eyes.
They say it is like it's like a car show, the entire island.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, like a classic car show.
I got to believe there's a port call there that you can stop there, right?
I don't know.
I think Obama opened that up for us.
Okay.
No?
I don't know.
But Cuba would be a fun stop, but we went actually twice.
I would love to
there.
Try the food. I just think Cuban food sounds fantastic.
Yeah. Well.
I don't know. There's something about Cuba I would like to visit.
To pass some time, I took a class on how to make sushi. Chef comes out, and that was fun. So we did that. We took a...
Todd.
Yes, what? Sir.
Can you think of two human beings worse to go on vacation together than him and I? Yes or no?
That would not, yeah.
Yes or no, Todd?
It'd be like, oh, see you when we get off the ship, you know?
I learned how to make sushi.
Yeah. I went to some health classes.
I mean, when I went to Prague with Dom, I went to go see the Communist Museum.
Right.
And the thing is like...
And I don't know, they take really, really good care of you. You don't have to drive, obviously, and it's just... like I said, I highly recommend that. And I think there were a lot of families. It was spring break and, you know, high school kids with
their
parents.
But not the crazy kind of spring breakers that try to ruin a
We went
hotel.
To Cabo one time and that was difficult because it's just a lot of...
Yeah.
And you want college kids to have fun.
Too. Sure.
But it's just, it wasn't a good mix with
no.
us and them. But
no.
This was like perfect. And like all I said, right. everybody was super nice. So anyway, put that
awesome.
On your list.
Okay.
I'll go with you.
Boy, look at the time. Look at the time. Where did this day go?
No, that's
Where'd
good
it
time,
go?
So,
what do you got going on tomorrow, Todd?
Oh,
a lot of
let
stuff.
Me see. Oh, yeah, absolutely. A lot of stuff tomorrow.
This was great.
We've got Kevin Osgood.
Does this bring tears to your eyes?
What is it?
Oh,
Cats.
My God.
What is that?
Cats.
Cats.
Ah.
she comes out, this old cat.
Kevin
she
Osgood,
wants to get chosen,
Kevin,
right?
Kevin, Kevin Osgood and John Kramer from the U.S. Auxiliary, the Coast Guard Auxiliary coming in. Bab Smith, remember her? Apple Blossom Tree Planting.
Absolutely.
She's coming in. Spencer Nolan Young here tomorrow and Ace Champion in tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
That's going to be
fun.
We
got a very special thing for Spencer. Wait till you hear about this.
Okay, cool.
Tune in tomorrow. Thanks. Good having you back.
All right. Great to be back.
Back in tomorrow morning. See ya.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.